It's your turn. Another gray day. We've had a bunch of them, haven't we? Especially over the last week, much of January. But, once again, not a whole lot of snow. We got a little bit more last evening than we were expecting, quite frankly. There were several parts of our listening area, not everywhere, but several locations that had some pretty good snow squall activity last evening. And thus, a few icy patches early this morning. Nothing major, but a few icy spots. And it brought the salt trucks out in a few spots, too. But, again, you know, nothing that we would ordinarily expect here in January. We have not had a big snow all winter. No. Pat Parker's admonishing me to quit talking about this. We'll jinx it. I mean, it's hard to believe. We're at the tail end of January. And the long-range forecast indicates not even a mention of snow until maybe Saturday, and that doesn't look like anything big. So can you imagine that we would get the whole way through November, December, January without a big snow? Most we've, I think once we had a couple of inches. I mean, that's not a big snow. Very strange winter. Very mild winter so far. We're by no means done with it yet. February and even March, at least much of March, can be wintry. We'll see. We'll see. We kind of thought January would be bad because it had been so mild up until then, but okay. We have guests who are going to be joining us a little bit later on the program today. We're going to be talking about the Warm Line. Are you familiar with this? It's one of the services that are offered through the Grapevine Center here in Butler. Warm Line. When you need someone to listen. So we'll have a couple of guests chatting with us later. Bill Linthurst, Debbie Christie will be here to fill us in on that. But that's a little bit later on the program. It's Open Talk to begin with. Our phone number is 283-2525. 283-2525. Open Talk here on It's Your Turn for a Wednesday. Is anybody watching the impeachment proceedings on television, the impeachment proceedings of President Trump? If you are, God bless you. I cannot get interested in this. I'm a news junkie, but I just can't watch it. And it seems like there's about 15 channels that have been carrying it wall to wall for the past week, even longer than that, if you count the House hearings. And it just seems so repetitive to me. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. But you know, I follow news. I'm a news junkie. I just can't do it. I can't do it. I've tried a couple of times, and I have it on for about 2 or 3 minutes, and I'm either ready to fall asleep or go jump out the window, one or the other. So I don't know of anyone in my circle of friends, my circle of acquaintances who's watching it. Is anybody watching it on TV? There must be some people watching it. It's on so many channels. I don't know. Or maybe you could just put it on in the background for, you know, like white noise whenever you're doing something else. A lot of folks use the TV for that. It just seems like they're saying the same thing over and over and over again. Am I missing something here? I mean, if you follow the news even remotely, you know what the story is, right? It doesn't seem like there's been a whole lot of anything new. Maybe except the bombshell from John Bolton, the former National Security Advisor, who says he's willing to testify if the Senate calls him. And he's there's a galley of his book that's going to be released in March or April coming up. But the excerpts from it were released over the past weekend. He says he's ready to testify if he's called, but there's no guarantee that there's going to be any witnesses. It's a very strange proceeding. we're not familiar with it because it's only the third time that it's ever happened in the history of the United States where a president has actually gone on trial. The first one was Andrew Johnson. I guarantee you there's nobody listening today who was around when that was going on, because I was back around the Civil War. And then Bill Clinton, and now Donald Trump. Richard Nixon never actually went on trial. The Republican senators at the time went to the White House and said, you know, listen, Dick, it's all over, you know. And he resigned. He resigned the presidency before it went to a Senate trial. But Clinton, of course, was impeached by the House at the time and went to trial in the Senate. He was not convicted. His offense was lying to a grand jury, lying about his affair with Monica Lewinsky. And now Trump. So we're not familiar with this. I mean, it's not something that happens very often, hardly ever, as a matter of fact. But it just seems so, like something out of the past, when so many of these rules were written. You know, the senators are allowed to have milk. What? And I guess they start a questioning period today, sometime this afternoon, but they're not allowed to ask questions. They have to write them down and submit them to the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, who will then read the questions out loud, taking turns, I guess, one party to the other. It's very strange, very unusual proceedings. And, you know, if they don't have witnesses, you know, I'm not an attorney, but what kind of a trial is that? You know, one side presents a case, the other side presents a case, that's it? No witnesses? It seems crazy. And it also seems like, you know, you kind of know what's going to happen. You know, what the end result is. I don't know. If you're watching it, if you're glued to the TV the last week and a half, God bless you. I can't bring myself to watch it. It's just so repetitious, so boring. 283-2525 is the number, 283-2525. Open talk here on the It's Your Turn program today. We marked an anniversary a couple of days ago. If you follow the news, I'm sure you saw some stories about the 75th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz-Birkenau concentration camp in Poland, liberated by Russian troops as they marched toward Berlin 75 years ago this past Monday. And then we knew for sure about the unspeakable horrors that had taken place there. There have been some TV specials about it. It's just, every time I read about this or think about it, it's just so horrible that it's just unimaginable. And yet it happened. And there are still a lot of people alive who were around when it happened. 8 million people killed, gassed, and cremated. It's horrendous. Okay, let's get to the people here today. It's Open Talk after all. Here's the phone number, 283-2525. 283-2525. Hi there, caller. This is Dave Malarkey. Go right ahead. It's your turn. You're on the air.
Hi, Dave. Hello. I just wanted to join you in the fact that I am so sick of this whole procedure with Trump. It's not that I'm a Trump fan. I realize everything he does is sometimes outrageous, whether it amounts to, you know, like some sort of high crimes and misdemeanors. I really, you know, you listen to both sides. I mean, that are defending him, and I don't know, do you call him the prosecution kind of thing?
Kind of, yeah.
I really don't know, but I am so fed up with it all. It seems like we have so many important things to take care of. And what I think galls me is the Republicans who, when they were running for, you know, the offices, They were telling you how terrible Donald Trump was and he should not be the nominee. And now all of a sudden they're defending him, you know. Lindsey Graham is one who offends me greatly, kind of thing.
Well, you're talking about the Republicans who were running against him in the primary before he got the nomination?
Yes. You know, it's like, have I forgotten all the things, negative things they had to say about the man? Well, even Pence. My heavens.
That's true.
I mean, somebody would go back and check things that he had to say.
They had 12 or 14 people running at the beginning, you're right.
I know, and they all were saying these terrible things, and now the man can do no wrong. As I said, listening to both sides, though, listening to those who are defending him, I don't mean the congressman, I mean the lawyers now that they have hired, you know, saying this doesn't really amount to, you know, getting him out of office, and as I said, I'm so disgusted with the whole thing. You know, let's investigate Biden. Let's do this. And it's like the country could be going to pot, you know. And they don't seem to be worried about our infrastructure, about, you know, high cost of insurance kind of thing. The things that actually affect you in your everyday life.
Well, I hear what you're saying. It seems so repetitive to me. And then how about these attorneys? These guys, they go away for a while and then they pop up again. We get Ken Starr, for goodness sakes, is one of the president's attorneys. That goes the whole way back to the Whitewater investigation back in the early 1990s. Alan Dershowitz, he was on O.J. Simpson's lawyer team. He was on the dream team defending O.J. Simpson. Here he is again.
Precisely. I say to myself, what is it with me? Do I have such a faulty memory that I look at these people and think, like the old expression, they're talking out of both sides of their mouth most times, you know, depending on what the situation is. And I'm fed up with it being even shown on the news. I hit the mute button whenever they speak. I don't even like to. Dave, I'm like you. I like to keep up with world events, what's going on around me, locally, you know, nationally, and even worldwide. But it's just that it just seems like this is such a waste of time.
Well, I think there will be
no
be
doubt in my mind.
Quite a few people, I think, who would agree with you and I that it's, you know, it's just so repetitious and so boring enough already. Let's get on with business, you know.
I know, that's it. That's what disgusts me, that we, like I say, we have so many problems in this world that need to be taken care of. And this just seems like we're just regurgitating everything that's been said. And I was glad you mentioned it because you say you're a news junkie. I listen to you. I value your opinion. I don't always agree with everything that anybody says, for heaven's sakes. You know, I like to think about things myself. Yeah. But it's just that I am so sick of this whole thing. I can't wait till it's all over with.
All right, my friend. Well, listen, thanks. Good to talk with you again.
Okay.
Thank
you for bringing that up, Dave.
Sure.
And I hope there are a few other people out there that make up their minds based on actual facts and not on whether they belong to one party or the other.
That would be good advice. Thank you, my friend. Good to talk with you today. Thanks very much. 283-2525 is the number. It's not that I'm uninterested in this. I am. I mean, and it's history. And after all, it's only the third time it's ever happened in the history of the United States. But it's just, it's boring. It's the same thing being repeated by different people. Right? Am I missing something? Or 283-2525 is our number. 283-2525. Open talk on the program today. And who knows what's going to happen if they decide that they are going to have witnesses after this one or two days of questioning. I don't know how that goes. You submit your questions in writing to the Chief Justice and he reads them out loud. It almost seems like, you know, fourth grade or something like that. 283-2525 is our number. It's open talk. Let's get back to the people today. 283 2525. Hi, caller. This is Dave. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Hey, Dave. I agree the trial is repetitive, but they're trying to make points. But the one thing I want to mention, the caller said, shouldn't we be doing something else other than this? Well, we're trying to, but Mitch McConnell has like 400 bills sitting on his desk that he refuses to even bring up for votes. And he's also the same guy that decides whether we're going to have witnesses in a trial.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Mitch McConnell, is he the most powerful man in America?
I'm pretty close to the end of my rope with Mitch McConnell. He rubs me the wrong way.
He's basically, his job is just to make the Democrats fail, and I don't think he really cares about the country. And at least somebody's running against him in Kentucky this year. So
I didn't know that.
Really? Amy McGrath, yeah, she's a Army veteran, and yeah, it'll be a crazy race, Dave, to see what happens there.
Well, quite frankly, I think that if we're ever going to get out of the impasse that we're in, we need new leaders all the way around, you know. I think that the Democrats would do well to replace Nancy Pelosi also, because she's become such a lightning rod, you know. There are some people as soon as her head pops up on TV, they get sick. And there are other people that feel the same way about Mitch McConnell. I just think it would be time to elect new leaders. I mean, how long are these two going to be leading their tribes, you know?
Yeah. Well, the other weird thing is, I did read an article yesterday. This guy said Hillary Clinton must be the most investigated person in the history of America, and nothing's ever come of it. So they should drop that old thing, too. But anyhow,
Hillary Clinton. Thanks
for your time, Dave.
Sure. Thanks for the call. Hillary Clinton is old news. I mean, she's done. She's never going to run for any national office, certainly never going to be elected to any national office again. I mean, she's been a presidential candidate, she's been first lady, she's been a U.S. senator, she's been secretary of state, just let her fade peacefully into the background. And the Democrats should never have nominated her to run for president 4 years ago anyway. That was the biggest mistake they ever made. And there are a lot of people that could have told him that at the time, but I don't know. I guess the party leaders and the Democratic Party thought that it was her time. She'd paid her dues, and she had run against, if you'll recall, she had run against Barack Obama and lost him in the primaries. And they said, okay, it's her turn. Let her go. But she had so much baggage. So much negativity. Very similar to what we see now with Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi. I mean, there are many people in the country who just can't stand them. Well, there are many Republicans who can't stand Nancy Pelosi. If you've ever listened to TV commercials, candidate commercials, even people that are running for Congress, Republican candidates, they'll squeeze a mention of Nancy Pelosi in there somewhere because they know that that's a dog whistle for, people that just can't stand her. And the same thing on the other side, Mitch McConnell. There are people, Democrats mainly, who he just turns their stomach. He has a lot of negative baggage. Well, that's what Hillary Clinton was like 4 years ago, when she was running for president. There were people who admired what she had done. There were other people who just couldn't stand her. And there were, I know people, acquaintances of mine, who wouldn't have voted for Hillary Clinton for dog catcher. And it didn't matter what she said in the debates. It mattered who's running against her. They just couldn't stand her. And the Democratic bigwigs, the Democratic power brokers, apparently were not able to feel that or recognize that or whatever. But she was nominated and she lost to Donald Trump, whose main claim to fame was that he was a reality show host before that, and he beat back, as one of our earlier callers said today, roughly a dozen other potential GOP candidates. Many of them senators today. And many of them, all of them, actually, now his supporters. The one person that I have not heard from, and he's not in public office right now, is Jeb Bush. Because there's another guy that Donald Trump made fun of during the GOP presidential debates 4 years ago. And eventually Jeb Bush lost out for the nomination. But he's kind of had a very low profile ever since. I haven't heard anything from him. I don't know whether he plans to run for office again at some point or whatever. But most of the other ones, Lindsey Graham, Mitt Romney, you know, most of the other ones, they're all Trump people. Mitt Romney might be a bit of an asterisk because he at times has questioned some of Trump's activities or Trump statements, but Lindsey Graham's one of his great spear carriers now. He's always running interference for him. Well, we'll see. We do have a presidential election, don't we, this November, and we'll see. There are ardent Trump supporters. In fact, here in western Pennsylvania, Trump won handily everywhere except in Allegheny County. Trump carried Butler County big time 4 years ago. And I suspect that he will carry it again in November. So, well, we'll see what happens. That's why we have elections, right? For president every 4 years. 283-2525 is our number. It's open talk here on the It's Your Turn program today. 283-2525. Today is National Puzzle Day. Do you do puzzles? Yeah. Some people do jigsaw puzzles. We used to do that back when all of my siblings, and when we all still lived at home, we always did that at Christmas time. Because, you know, various people would be coming back from school over the holidays, and we would always set up a card table and some corner of the den or the TV room and start putting a jigsaw puzzle together. You know, one of those 1,000-piece jigsaw things. It would take several days. You can work on it for a while and then you'd leave and somebody else work on it. Haven't done a jigsaw puzzle in a long time. Crossword puzzles? I used to do the New York Times Sunday crossword puzzle every week. It was in the Post-Gazette, but wow. You know, the weekend edition of the Post-Gazette costs $4 now. $4. Yeah. They're just phasing out the print edition. I mean, it's not going to be around hardly much longer at all. And I mean, you can't work a crossword puzzle digitally. No, you can't. You can't do it. 283-2525 is the number. Open talk. Let me see. I go to this line next. Hi, caller, Dave Malarkey here. Go right ahead. It's your turn. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Dave.
Hi.
I'm calling. I just wondered, I don't borrow any of this stuff too close. The presidents are allowed in their 8 years. How come senators and all them other ones are allowed to run forever?
How come they're allowed to what? I'm sorry?
Just keep on running, you know. Some of them have been in there 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, there aren't any there aren't any term limits for some office. For president, you can only, you know, be in for two consecutive terms. But there are no term limits for either senators or House of Representatives. They can run as long as they can be elected. And you're right, some of them have been in there 20, 25, 30 years.
Well, I just think it's wrong.
Hmm. Well, the answer to that some people give to that is, I mean, if you're talking about members of Congress, Mike Kelly, for example, Congress representing most of our listeners, they're up for election every 2 years. So
yeah, I know.
People
I
say, if you, you know, Well, people say if you're, you know, if you're tired of your congressperson, elect somebody else. That's the answer. But I'm kind of with you. I think there should be term limits of some sort.
Oh, I do. I vote, you know, I'm a voter. I vote, you know, who I think's going to do the best job and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But this that's going on TV, you know, I think everybody's sick of it.
Well, I don't know anybody that's watching it wall to wall. And as I said earlier,
I don't even turn my TV off.
If anybody's watching the whole thing, God bless them, because I don't know how they're staying awake.
Yeah, there's a call for it. Okay, Dave. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, my friend. There are term limits at different levels. For example, in Pennsylvania, you can only run for governor twice. You can have two consecutive terms, and then that's it. Tom Wolf, for example, was reelected for his second term, and he will not be able to run again for governor. And there are other, it varies from state to state, from office to office. But U.S. Senator, no term limits. They're elected for 6 years, by the way. Members of Congress, that's the U.S. House of Representatives, it's a 2-year term. And there's no limit there. And many, especially in the House, you know, there are individuals who have been there for 20, 25, 30, sometimes even longer years. I mean, they're popular, they're in safe districts, and they just get reelected time after time after time. Same thing happens in the Pennsylvania State House. You know, there are members of the State House who have been reelected 10, 15 times. That's 2-year term. They run every 2 years as well. So for some offices, there are term limits. For others, there are not. There didn't used to be for President of the United States in the very beginning, up until the 1940s. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was elected 4 times. He did not serve very much of his 4th term. In fact, hardly any at all. He was quite ill, and nobody knew that. But he was elected for his 4th term and then died very shortly into the 4th term, and that's when Harry Truman took over. And then after that, they said, okay, well, being elected president 4 times in a row is too much. And they put in the 2-term limit. Okay, well, there are a lot of people that think we ought to have term limits for more offices than we have right now. Okay, we are going to take a break here. Our first two guests of the day are going to be joining us here in just a couple of minutes. We're going to be talking about the Warm Line, which is one of the services offered through the Grapevine Center here in Butler. And we'll find out what the Warm Line is all about. One of our sponsors on the program today is Miller Shoes, and they are getting ready for Super Sale Days. And it's this Friday, Saturday, and Monday, 3 big days. Thousands of pairs of shoes, boots, and slippers marked down for biggest sale of the year, either. 25% off their regular stock. That's the entire stock of men's and women's athletic shoes. Entire stock of men's and women's slippers, Timberland shoes and boots, and many others too. Rockports, all Rockports. These are big name shoes. That's right. Super Sale Days. It's this Friday, Saturday, and Monday at Miller's Shoes, 215 South Main Street in downtown Butler, coming up this weekend.
Why pay more when you can get tobacco for less? Their store in Pullman Square Plaza includes a custom walk-in humidor stocked with a great variety of cigars and a 19-foot vape juice bar. Not to mention their Western Pennsylvania's largest glass emporium. The Tobacco for Less Health and Wellness Department supplies a wide selection of high-quality CBD products and is always adding to their product lines. For all your smoking and vaping needs, check out Tobacco for Less, with locations in Butler, Sharon, and Aliquippa.
You've been so busy getting ready for the holidays that you totally forgot to get your vehicle ready for the winter. No worries. West End Tire and Service kept their snow tire inventory up, but don't wait too long as they're harder to come by later in the season. West End Tire and Service prides itself on offering the same great service, installation, and staff as Siemens provided for years. Their trained technicians will check your air pressure and do tire evaluations for free. Anytime. Stop and see what's new and be sure to visit them on Facebook. West End Tire Service today, West Cunningham Street next to Battery Warehouse Plus Butler.
Hi, this is Dave Malarkey. I'd like to talk to you for just a moment here about the good folks at the Society of St. Vincent de Paul here at Butler. What a great job they do to help those who are less fortunate in many ways. They operate the St. Vincent de Paul Food Bank, of course. They have their St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in the Greater Butler Mart and their client aid program. And the client aid program helps needy families or individuals, maybe with help on a heating bill or a rent payment at the end of the month, client aid. And that's funded through the operation of the thrift store. So you can help by donating items that you no longer need or want to the thrift store. It's very easy to do. Drop-off bins are right inside the door. You can use the container outside. They're located in the Greater Butler Mart, so think about it. Next time you're cleaning the closet or the upstairs, instead of throwing that stuff away, why not donate it to the Society of St. Vincent de Paul here in Butler? We stand tallest when we stoop to help others. Welcome back, good friends. It is the Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn. Another in a long line of gray days. It seems like it's just one day after another. Kind of like Groundhog Day, right? The Bill Murray film. Groundhog Day is coming up this weekend, by the way, where every day was the same. Well, it could be a lot worse weather-wise here in late January. I know it's gray and gloomy, but not a whole lot of snow, not frigid temperatures. That's good. We're going to be talking about Warm Line on the next segment of the program. Warm Line is one of the services offered through the Grapevine Center. Here in Butler, we have two staff members with us here in the studio to talk about it. Debbie Christie. Debbie, nice to have you here today.
Thank you.
And Bill Linthurst is
Hi.
A friend of mine of long standing. Bill, good to see you.
Thank you. You too.
So, Debbie, let me ask you first of all, some of our listeners will be familiar with Warm Line. Others will not. What exactly is Warm Line?
It's a listening program where people can call in and vent to us to tell us how they feel and just to talk about whatever's bothering them. And then they like us to give them advice, but we're really supposed to listen to them and give them our opinion or a suggestion, but we're not really allowed to give advice.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just need a sympathetic listener, I guess, Bill, right? Yeah, somebody that'll listen to what you want to talk about, huh?
Absolutely. That's one of the nice things about it is that the Warm Line is what we would call a sympathetic, professionally trained listening ear. We're here to listen to what people tell us. Sometimes they don't have anybody to talk to. Sometimes people have no one to communicate with about their issues, about their problems, even as surprisingly as everybody would think, family is supposed to be the greatest thing, and sometimes your family can be the worst adversary when you're suffering a mental health issue or you have something that you need to talk about. And that's why we exist. We're here as a friendly, listening, supportive ear. We have been, many of our staffers have been where you are, and we know that we have been there.
That's a good point, because a lot of people might think, Debbie, that we're talking about people who are alone, lonely, singles. Now, that may be the case, but you could be in a family, you could be in a large family, and still not feel comfortable with talking with some family members, right?
Yeah, a lot of people feel that they can't talk to their family, but they consider us family where they can vent to us, and we make them feel warm, make them feel like they can trust in us.
Mm-hmm. That's the name, Warm Line, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When is the Warm Line open? Is it certain hours a day, certain
every
days
day
of the week?
Every day of the week, 6 to 9 in the evening, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Even on weekends?
Even on weekends.
Even on holidays?
even on the holidays.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely. And I would say that's probably when we would need, we would want to have people call us the most during those holidays, because as you can see, even Dave talked about earlier, the gloomy days of January, a lot of people have problems with the weather. A lot of people have problems with that kind of situation where it's called seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah.
You're not well. You want somebody to talk to. You're not well. You're not feeling great. You can't get outside and enjoy the weather, so you have no one there. But we are there, and we're there as a, as I said, a warm and sympathetic ear. We're there for everybody. You need to, we do serve primarily people with mental health issues and drug and alcohol, but that doesn't restrict people from calling us. We would welcome anybody.
And you don't need to have been diagnosed with clinical depression or anything like that, right?
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. We do
just
not.
Just being lonely.
Mm-hmm. Do you have one operator there from 6 to 9 each evening?
Or? Oh, yes.
So there's always a live person to talk to?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. We always have two people there every single night. This is because of safety factors and other things that would occur. We always have two people to talk to every night of the week, 6 to 9. So you will have the opportunity to speak to, if you should call us, you have the opportunity to speak to two people.
Are the lines generally busy? Do you ever have a waiting time for people to get on and talk? Or
a lot of times they'll leave a message and we get back to them.
Oh,
we'll
okay.
call them back.
So if you would be talking with someone else, then they could leave a message and then you'd call them back.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And we also have a feature in the warm line. We will call you. We are certainly welcome to call you.
Hmm. So if anyone is feeling lonely, or maybe not necessarily lonely, but sometimes, Debbie, you just feel overwhelmed.
Or bored.
Yeah. Yeah. Bored.
Some of them get bored. They want to talk on the phone for 15 minutes to, you know, shoot the breeze, and just to vent a little bit.
Who do you get the most calls from, men or women?
I think women. A lot of women.
We do. We get a majority of our calls from female people, but we would definitely welcome male participation. We would welcome the gentlemen to call us because, you know, men have just as many issues mm-hmm. as women. Everybody has. Anybody, doesn't make any difference if you're a man or a woman. You can have an issue just as much as anybody else.
What about confidentiality?
We stress it. We stress that.
No concerns about that? People don't have to worry that...
Well, they do, but we stress the fact that it's all confidential and we're not allowed to leave the building without an acknowledgement of these people to relate the message to somebody else who we know. We always say, no, we can't talk about it. It's confidential.
Do people leave their names, or do they call anonymously?
Some of them do.
Okay.
Some of them leave anonymous names, or some of them just say, we don't want to tell you our names for confidentiality. And some of them, they want us to call them by name, so they want us to vent with them.
Mm-hmm. I can understand both sides. It might be easier for some people to discuss something if you called them by their first name, and there might be others who would prefer to remain anonymous, which would be fine, huh?
Exactly.
What's the phone number, by the way?
Our phone number is, local calls are 724-431-2488. If you happen to be calling out of state and you do listen to this program over the web, our number is 1-866-431-2489. We'll repeat those call numbers later on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll repeat them a couple of times to make sure,
sure
that people know them. Where are the phone calls answered? Are you set up to do this at the Grapevine Center? Is that where the...
Not in the center, but in the back.
Okay.
But there's room in the back of the center. But they can't hear us because we'll shut the door from the center to the staff area, so mm-hmm. they can't hear us.
Once again, confidentiality. Huh?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I would suppose, depending on circumstances, there might be times that people would want to call you, not because they were overwhelmed or lonely or depressed, but because they wanted to talk about some good things.
Yeah, they do.
Some good things that have happened to them, they have, just didn't have anybody to talk to it about, huh?
Yep, they have done that. They wanted to share their good day they had with us and all the events that happened.
You're one of the operators, Debbie Christie. How long have you been doing this?
13 years.
Oh, my goodness. God bless you. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. When people call the warm line to take advantage of your service, is there any charge or anything, or is it free? How's that work?
It is absolutely free. There is no charge for what we do. We welcome all callers. We are completely. This is one thing that we'd say it's completely free. Our numbers are toll free. You certainly can. There's no charge whatsoever.
And you might refer people somewhere else after you talk to them for a while.
If it's necessary, we would. A lot of them ask if there's any other warm lines anywhere around the state, and when we have the number, we give it to them.
Are there other areas where there's a warm line if somebody lives further away?
There are. There are several states that do have warm lines. There is a website, I do believe, that has all of the national warm lines listed. I'm a little hedgy on what that website is, but there are people, if you could Google that, if you're capable of doing that, or if you want to do that, there are many, many programs that are just like ours.
I'm looking at a brochure you have explaining warm line, and this is just a testimonial from one of the consumers who said this: "It's just so nice to talk to a real person. Sometimes the days seem so long and you feel so alone." Nice.
That explains it all.
Yeah. Do sometimes people want to talk for a long time?
Yeah, they do. Sometimes a half an hour. Some of them try to hang on for an hour. Mm-hmm. They say, well, you can call back 15 minutes. We went over our time.
That'd be tough to try to talk to somebody for that long. Yeah.
Well, some of them keep on going. They have something to talk about, and they want to keep on venting. Mm-hmm.
Do you answer phones too, Bill? Or?
Absolutely. I not only answer phones, but I do the data entry there. I've been there as long as Debbie has, 13 years.
Are there others who with such longevity?
I don't think so. I think myself and Debbie, I think we have one other that I think is probably served about as long as we both have.
Mm-hmm. Talking about the, what a great service this is, huh? It's called the Warm Line. Operates through the Grapevine Center. We'll talk a little bit more about that. We need to take a break, though. You're listening to It's Your Turn here on WISR, Wednesday edition, 29th of January. We're getting close to the end of January. Back to talk more with our guests, with Debbie and Bill here on It's Your Turn on WISR. We will be back right after these words. The Young Funeral Home of Butler invites you to stop by their Jefferson Street location, downtown Butler, to talk about pre-arrangements. Not the easiest thing to do, but necessary. And the Young family will walk you through the process, making it very comfortable and really easy to take care of. You'll experience peace of mind knowing that your wishes and plans will be carried out to the last detail. Call the Young Funeral Home in Butler today to make an appointment with a member of the Young family. Generations of the Young family have been caring for generations of Butler families for well over 40 years. The Young Funeral Home, West Jefferson Street in Butler.
Armco Credit Union has one sweetheart of a loan rate waiting for you. Hi, I'm Kurt Heekins, loan manager at Armco Credit Union. And whether you're thinking of buying a vehicle or refinancing a loan from another financial institution, now is the time to take advantage of our low, low rates. Now through February the 29th, you can get a 60-month auto loan for as low as 2.25 annual percentage rate. Check out armcocu.com for other rates and terms. Apply for a loan online or visit us in person.
Armco Credit Union is an equal opportunity lender and is federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back, friend. Good friends. We're talking about the warm line when you need someone to just listen. One of the services operated through the Grapevine Center. What else happens at the Grapevine Center, by the way? Can anybody talk about that?
They take field trips where they go to Kranix shopping store, mm-hmm. or they go out to eat, they go to movies, they go to the Clairview Mall, or they go to the zoo. They take day trips. Sometimes you'll go to the Pirate game.
Kranix is that place went up in Sharon or something?
Yeah.
And the Grapevine Center, is it still on North Elm Street? Is that still where we are?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Nice building there, which at one point, you guys probably know the history of that building, it was a roller skating rink.
I remember when it was a candy store, I went in there to get bonbons.
That's right. It was a candy store as well. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Somebody told me it was the Logan Candy Factory many years ago.
That's what I heard.
I can remember that. And they sold other stuff besides candy, too. Logan Candy Company, but totally renovated now. And it houses several services, the Mental Health Association and the Grapevine Center. And you have like kind of one end of the building, I think, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
For the Grapevine Center. Is it open pretty much every day? Grapevine
Center? Every single day. From 10 to 6, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm. But the warm line operates from 6 to 9.
Yes.
Just in case there are people just joining us, maybe listening to the radio in the car, you want to give the telephone numbers again for the warm line. Bill, you have those off the top of your head?
Sure. Numbers are, for anybody who wants to call us locally, it's 724-431-2488. If you're calling outside the area, it's 1-866-431-2489, and we would welcome your calls.
You don't, when you're, it's a real skill involved here, Debbie Christie, when you're talking to someone who calls the warm line. I mean, you're not in the business of lecturing them or giving any advice.
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. I had week-long training back in October of 2006, and I went on conventions with the Pennsylvania Mental Health Consumer Association. They had courses there to train us in crisis and peer support, peer specialists, and I joined those classes and further my education into the peer support.
So the bottom line is no lectures, no professional advice being offered. You just want to have supportive conversation with these people.
That's exactly right. No advice, no lectures. We don't care if you have a diagnosis, if you don't have a diagnosis, that's not something we do. All we want to do at the warm line is sit and build a relationship with you through conversations.
And respect for the dignity of the individual who's calling, that would be of utmost importance as well. I suppose there are some people, depending on their circumstances, who might be hesitant to call. You know, maybe they're not used to talking about their feelings to people. Have you had people like that, where you've had to kind of, you know, urge them to open up a little bit and talk about their problems?
We do. We try to, as I said, as far as the warm line, we try to be as warm and friendly as we can, and we try to listen to them, and we try to build, as I said, relationships through conversations in a warm and friendly atmosphere.
What if you recognize that someone may be in a crisis situation? You know, we're talking
we
about.
We try to talk to them through it, and, you know, go through it. But we can't get through it, and we can't get over it. Then we get the other person to call crisis, and the crisis get information off of us, their name and their telephone number, and of course it comes on their screen where they're located, and they'll send somebody over there to talk with them if we can't get through to them.
Mm-hmm.
But we try our hardest to get through to them.
So if somebody is in a real crisis, you can refer them to another place where they can go?
Yes.
I'm thinking of someone, you know, who's thinking of, you know, having suicidal thoughts or something like that.
Yeah, somebody coming into their house trying to hurt them. We refer them to crisis because, you know, that's their department, trying to help them through their scary time.
There are, radio talk show hosts who do this sort of thing sometimes. I'm trying to think of the Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan movie where they were listening to an all-night radio show out in San Francisco. I'm drawing a mental block on it. Anybody remember
that? Oh, I think I remember that one. It's Sleepless in Seattle.
That's what it was. Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Sleepless in Seattle. But it was sort of the same sort of thing. This radio host, whoever he was kind of specialized in just listening to people. Now, of course, if you're doing talk radio, then, that's entertainment. So sometimes you have to treat people a little bit differently than you would on the warm line because, you're not entertaining. You're trying to help people.
Or the movie The Call was based on a crisis.
Yes, that could be as well. So if somebody feels lonely or depressed or... Here's another thing, and we're just coming out of the holiday season. A lot of folks have problems dealing with grief over the holidays. Maybe they've lost a family member recently or maybe 20 years ago. But the grief comes back at the holiday season. Have you ever had people call and want to talk about that, Bill?
Absolutely, we have. And we have a lot of people who for the holidays, it is not the holly jolly time of the year. It's a very depressing. It's a very traumatic time of the year. Christmas, Thanksgiving, all of those holidays combined, especially when you have Christmas and Thanksgiving, relatively speaking, within a month of each other, all of those things just combine together to make, if you have a problem, your problem even worse. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're here. We're here to listen, because sometimes, as I said before, families are not always your best friend.
Yeah,
they don't understand.
Even for people that are not dealing with problems, sometimes the memories that come back over the holiday period are a little bit tough to deal with. No question about it. And sometimes, and you mentioned this, Debbie, sometimes talking to another family member just doesn't work. They just might not understand where you're coming from.
It's too close for comfort.
Yeah, that's true, too. I didn't think about that. The people that call... don't give their age, but I'm sure you can tell if it's a younger person. Do you get calls from younger people sometimes?
Yeah, we do. Sometimes as young as 16.
Really? Well, teenagers have these problems too, you know. It's not
just
adults.
We help them work it out.
Mm-hmm. Talking about the warm line, anybody know how long this has been around? Obviously at least 13 years since both of you have been involved.
In 2002 it got started.
2002?
Mm-hmm.
Sponsored initially by the Mental Health Association? Is that how it got going?
I'm not really sure about that.
Mm-hmm. How are you funded today? You got help from the United Way or somebody?
We are funded from the Butler County Human Services Organization.
Mm-hmm. Well, they obviously recognize the importance of what you do. Do you have enough people on staff? Do you have volunteer help? Do you need more help to operate the warm line?
Well, we do have a full complement of trained staffers, but if we ever expand, we certainly could always use more help.
Mm-hmm. Because you like to have two people on every night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We need to take a final break here today, and we'll be back to chat a little bit more with Bill. Bill Lindthirst is here, and Debbie Christie as well. They are both on staff at Warmline. At the Grapevine Center here in Butler. We'll be back to wrap up our program with them coming up right after these words.
Hop the bus, leave the driving up to us.
The bus.
We're going your way, getting there stops here. Just hop the bus, easy and economical. Just hop the bus, no car, no problem. The bus will get you there. 'Cause that's what we do. Hop the bus, leave the driving up to us.
The bus.
We're going your way.
Do you have missing teeth or wear dentures? You may have heard of or are considering dental implants. Hi, this is Dr. Bob Todd of Butler Smiles Dental Care. There are many options available with dental implants, and making the right choice can be confusing. I have been placing dental implants since 2004, both full-size traditional implants and small-diameter or mini dental implants. There are indications for both, but more and more we are using mini dental implants in a variety of innovative ways. They are easier to place, causing less discomfort, are less costly, and can frequently be used immediately after placement, allowing you to get back to eating the foods you like or smiling again right away. Traditional implants typically have a 4-month healing time before they can be used. I invite you to call our office at 282-7774 to schedule a free consultation to see if mini dental implants are the right solution for your dental problems, or visit us on the web at butlersmiles.com.
Talking about a great service that's been offered for, as Debbie Christie said, almost 20 years now through the Grapevine Center, Warmline, when you need someone to listen to. Bill Linthurst and I were talking a little bit during the break there about how sometimes, many times, it just doesn't work to talk to a family member. Either they don't understand or too close for comfort, or maybe we'd be uncomfortable sharing thoughts about certain issues with a family member, Bill.
Absolutely. Sometimes people, and a lot of problems with mental health do come from the fact that as our mental health treatments have improved, as therapy and diagnoses have gotten easier, there is still, unfortunately, in our society, sometimes a stigma that goes with mental health issues and somebody who's, quote, depressed or... And it's very hard to talk about in our culture, because we always want to feel up. We always want to feel happy. But sometimes, as we would say in the Grapevine Center, it's okay not to feel okay.
And sometimes, unfortunately, these issues will go hand in hand with alcohol abuse, right?
Yes.
So that would I'm sure that you've both experienced that a time or two, handling calls when someone is obviously under the influence and you have to kind of...
It's hard to understand what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Right. So support them and talk them down too, you know?
Absolutely, Dave.
Yeah. You learn to recognize things pretty quickly, I suppose, since both of you have been doing this for several years now. You can probably tell after
the
first minute or so.
Yeah, we study the voices.
Yeah. Are there repeat callers, people that call more than once or twice?
Oh, yes. We have our regular, what we would call our retinue of callers, who call us every night.
Which is fine, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We know them.
So if you know anybody that's feeling lonely or depressed or maybe needs to share a negative experience, or as Debbie said, even a positive experience. You know, how many people who have had something really good happen to them in their lives and they don't have anybody to share it with?
Yeah, we're just a phone call away.
How sad is that? Yeah.
We're just a phone call away.
Yeah. Call the warm line. Mm-hmm. And remember, everything is confidential.
Yes.
You can be anonymous if you want to. You can give your first name if you want to. That's fine. Once again, Debbie Christie, when is the warm line open? It's every night, right?
Every night, Sunday through Saturday, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And Bill Linthurst, give us those numbers again for people who are grabbing for a pencil the last time you gave.
Well, if you're grabbing for a pencil, our number is 724-431-2488. If you're calling out of state, it's 1-866-431-2489, and we'd love to have you call us.
You know, I mentioned the Grapevine Center. I'm not sure that I gave the address. It's North Elm Street, right?
Absolutely.
North Elm Street, and there's even a website, grapevinecenter.org, if you're looking for more information. This is just one of the services offered through the Grapevine Center. It's called Warmline. Not the hotline. That's the White
Some
House.
Some people call it that, and we're saying, no, we're not a hotline.
I'm not even sure they still have a hotline. I can remember
when
I was a kid. We have new forms of communication these days, but I can remember when I was in junior high school, and they had the hotline between Washington and Moscow, you know.
I remember those days.
Yeah. Well, this is not the hotline. This is the warm line. No charge. No advice, no lecturing, just a friendly person to talk to, someone to listen to you. Thank you so much. First of all, thank the two of you for your long service here.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
And thanks for stopping in and filling our listeners in about it today.
You're welcome.
Yeah, indeed.
Both on staff at the Warm Line, Debbie Christie and Bill Lindthirst with us on the program today. Coming up tomorrow, we'll be talking with folks from VA Butler Healthcare Center tomorrow, chatting with us about some new developments there, the Abraham VA Healthcare Center. And we look forward on Friday, some tributes for the late Dale Pinkerton, the former county commissioner who died recently within the past week or so. And we'll be talking with a man who served on the Board of County Commissioners with the late Dale Pinkerton, Jim Lockheiser, is going to be chatting with us on Friday. So I hope you can join us for both the Thursday and Friday editions of It's Your Turn here on WISR. I'm Dave Malarkey. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 12:30 to 1:30, right here on WISR 680.